Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The blessed hope of Christ's return. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Revelation 11:15. Christians today, like those of old, are prompted to ask, where is the promise of his coming? Patience, Christian. God is working out his purposes. Sometimes visibly, sometimes invisibly, he patiently gathers the sons and daughters of the kingdom from every tongue, tribe, and nation. Hymn writer Charles Wesley knew this truth well. In one of his inspiring compositions, he proclaims the hope of every Christian, Christ the Lord, returns to reign. Walk with Charles Wesley, one of the most prolific hymnists of the Christian faith in the 18th century. Lo, he comes with clouds descending, once for our salvation slain. Thousand saints attending swell the triumph of his train. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ the Lord returns to reign. Every eye shall now behold him, robed in dreadful majesty. Those who set at naught and sold him, pierced and nailed him to the tree, deeply wailing, shall the true Messiah see. Yes, amen. Let all adore thee, high on thine eternal throne. Savior, take the power and glory, claim the kingdom for thine own. Alleluia, alleluia, thou shalt reign, and thou alone. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 through 19.
The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth. Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a severe hailstorm.
Someday the kingdom of God will come, and God's Son will enjoy ultimate victory over the forces of evil. Every eye will see him, and every knee will bow before the one who shall reign forever and ever. Let the coming of his kingdom encourage you to readiness and expectancy. Someday, you too will swell the triumph of his train.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.